state officials spent Tuesday telling health providers to put Johnson & Johnson vaccinations on hold until further notice, in line with federal guidance. Rachel Cohen reports.
Six people developed severe blood clots after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and one patient died. They're among around 7 million Americans who've gotten that vaccine. More than 30,000 J&J doses have been given in Idaho, and the state hasn't seen any similar reactions here.
We, as always, looked everything over this morning, and we have not found any reports that would match the description of what we're hearing from the CDC and FDA.
That's state epidemiologist Dr. Christine Hahn speaking during a media briefing Tuesday afternoon. Still, the state is following national guidance to pause the Johnson & Johnson rollout until more information is released. Hahn recommends people with J&J appointments sign up for Pfizer or Moderna instead.
That should be possible to switch to one of those for most people.
That's because vaccine supply in Idaho is catching up to demand. The health department expects more guidance on the J&J situation after a federal advisory group meets Wednesday. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.